We should fall in love with our problems. Maybe then they'll leave without saying goodbye before we wake up. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, you deserve better. You deserve better. If you are a people pleaser, congratulations! That's one hell of a coping skill you developed in the emotionally barren home that failed to meet your most basic human needs. I'm going to take a minute to validate you. That part of your personality was absolutely nurtured. You aren't born this way. No one is. You were rewarded for following rules, for being vigilant and compliant, and more often than you may realize, for suppressing yourself, making yourself as small and as needless and as invisible as possible. In extreme situations, like with a narcissistic, bipolar, or straight-up abusive parent, people-pleasing can be accompanied by intense anxiety. Ask me how I know. Terrified people-pleasers see danger before it emerges. This makes them terrific at things like strategy, games like chess, but it also makes them really quick to self-sabotage. I'm going to control this by ruining it before it hurts me. Love is something that we've had to earn, and we don't trust its lasting realness if we don't feel that fear that comes along with it, that thing that keeps us vigilant. Which makes it a little awkward to center your business around a theme of being coached and loved. Can you ever trust a coach you aren't a little afraid of, who gives you an A for effort, who isn't pointing out your flaws and challenging you to overcome them, who doesn't demand your best all of the time, who just shows up because you did? That coach sounds like a doormat to a people pleaser. She's really nice, but is she good? You're paying real money for this, money you earned. You need a real coach, someone with emotional distance, who can be objective, who isn't afraid to be harsh and hard on you when that's what's best for you, who can see you for what you really are, who can see through you to the worst parts of you. You want to earn the approval of someone more like that emotionally distant parent, because that is the only approval worth having, right? The one that wasn't always free, the one you aren't always sure that you have, the one you could lose at any moment, the one that isn't always nice. But we aren't talking about the running. And we aren't talking about you, right? Romantic love can be hard for people pleasers who have been raised to mold their desires and behaviors around the people upon whom they depend. In our world, something we are told is love is anything but. It's a reward we earn by being what others want us to be. Once we leave home, that coping skill creates a gaping wound we don't know how to fill. That pattern of subverting yourself in order to please an emotionally distant person is called codependency. I want to feel safe, so I want to be loved. In order to be loved, I must make this person happy, and if I make this person unhappy, even for a minute, the love will vanish. It's the opposite of safety. It's like walking on eggshells. That's not exciting. It's terrifying. That presence of fear, though, that familiar fear, is what validates this cycle as loving. And it's anything but. You did everything right. You did everything they wanted. You didn't ask them for anything or inconvenience them in any way. You never disagreed. You were always there. They never had it so good. You made it so easy and they still left. It isn't fair. You shouldn't have to try this hard. Take a deep breath. I know this is a lot. If something inside you, if this is resonant at all, that's called anxious attachment. And yes, this could also be linked to any feelings of perfectionism or not being good enough. It isn't you. It was never you. The problem was how you were treated, the lies you were told about you, that this is what love is and how you receive it, and this is how it feels and how it works. You are a wonderful person. You were perfectly made. You know how I know? Because you're cringing when I say you had a selfish parent, a selfish caregiver who didn't deserve you. You're cringing because that's the wrong thing to say. Agreeing with that would get you in trouble. You would never call them selfish. You wouldn't even let yourself think it for too long. You are a survivor. You're smart as hell, and you found a way to survive a bad situation. Maybe others had it worse, and sure, it could have been worse. Maybe it was worse for other people in your household. But that does not de facto render your experience a good one. I don't care what you think is wrong with you. I don't care what you think your flaws are. I want you to hear me now. None of that matters. Not when it comes to love. You are easy to love. You deserve to be loved. Love is kind. Love is always present. Love is boring and predictable, and it's always there, like your favorite sweater. And it's still there if you make mistakes, especially big ones. And though relationships do require give and take, love doesn't have to be earned. Love is right here for you to accept, not to earn. And by the way, if you have to earn it, then it probably is not love. I say this knowing you may not believe it or trust it or be ready for it. But I love you. I have so much love for you. It took 20 years of therapy to get to a place where I understood what real love was and looked like and felt like, and that it doesn't take a piece of you. The people pleaser in me gives those pieces of me away. It is eager to give parts of me away, to prove how much I have to give and how worthy I am, because that's the environment I survived. And I protect myself from myself by using this podcast, direct communication from me to the people I care about, to my clients, to anyone who needs to hear it, at a distance that is safe for me. Because you see, people pleasers, especially the terrified, anxious ones, attract the sorts of people who have been raised to take. The sorts of people who don't think twice about manipulation. And I don't always see the manipulation at first when it is veiled in a request for help. This is how these patterns form and stick well into adulthood. If you're stuck in a cycle that you don't understand, if you feel unlovable, I see you and I love you. I hope you get a good therapist and can break these cycles like I am still doing. I want you to hold space in your life for real, lasting love and direct the energy you expend towards healing yourself, because you deserve nothing less. Why are you wasting that energy on other people? So, the mantra. Today of all days, if you find yourself a little anxious, a little terrified, a little nervous, a little sad at the thought of being alone or not seen or disregarded or unloved, maybe you're holding your breath or holding back tears at this point in the podcast. I want you to hear my voice in the back of your head every time that fear, that feeling, or that sadness reappears. You deserve better. And better is out there. You can take it. You don't have to earn it. You just have to get it. This Valentine's Day, let's try to accept the things we cannot change and run the fuck away so we have energy left to change the behavior patterns we can, the behavior patterns we've lived with. You already have the wisdom. You already know the difference. But I promise, the work to get here is easier than the work that you're doing right now, trying to earn something that was rightfully yours from the day you were born. People who think love hurts have no idea how to give it or receive it. Happy Valentine's Day. I do, and always will, love you.
You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.